Mummy Robot, start reading.
Mummy Robot, now we'll start reading. Okay, our friends. Today, we will be reading the story, Bluey, Daddy Robot. How was that? Did I sound like a robot? Maybe I will.
That was a test run.
I did my best. Okay. So today, okay, let's say hi to our friends in real life. You want to do? Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, friends. So today we're going to be reading you a story called Bluey, Daddy Robot. And I'm going to do my very best to sound like Daddy Robot. I don't know if I can, but we'll give it a shot. This, of course, is from the television show Bluey. And it's full of great things that everybody likes, Daddy. Robot. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. But before we get started, we want to give our patron shout outs, right? Mm-hmm. And today's patron shout out is also a birthday shout out. It is to Cena. Hey, Cena, happy fourth birthday. It is so exciting to get another year on this planet. You're doing cool stuff. And we know that you are really into monsters and dinosaurs and airplanes and aliens. And hopefully we thought you might appreciate a good robot story. And your dad messaged us and we thought, let's do it. Right? You want to say happy birthday? Mm. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
All right.
And four is a big number.
It is. Totally. You know,
four is a huge number.
Yeah. It's not three.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
It's not two.
No, it's definitely not one.
Definitely not zero. Mm-mm. Zero isn't even a number.
Well,
it is a number for tens.
Mm. We're way off subject. Should we move on?
Okay, let's read the book.
Let's read the book. All right, here we go. Bluey and Bingo are coloring when Mum tells them it's time to tidy up.
Oh, Mum, we don't like tidying up.
Well, there's no way around it, I'm afraid, she says. And she's right. Everybody has to clean up. Bluey has an idea.
Let's get Daddy Robot to do it. Hey, Daddy Robot, says Bluey. We need you to do something. Come with us to the playroom.
Beep. Yes, Master, says Daddy Robot. He makes all kinds of noises like that.
Actually, carry us, says Bluey.
Yes, Master.
You sound like Tin Candy.
Do I? Mm-hmm. It's not the right sound. Oh, let me try it again. Yes, Master.
You still sound like Tin Candy.
How does Daddy Robot sound? Yes, Master.
Yeah.
Yes, Master.
Says Daddy Robot.
And Robo Boogie,
says Bingo.
Yes, Master. Brr,
brr, brr, brr. No. Like in Lego Fortnite when you want people to dance with you.
In the playroom, Bluey orders Daddy Robot to tidy up. Well, first of all, she ordered him to carry her around, and now she's ordering him to work for her.
To serve my masters is the highest honor,
he says. Says Bingo.
It's working,
says Bluey. Daddy Robot gets to work.
Ah, oh, so relaxing,
says Bingo.
Yeah, this is how we should always do it.
Says Bluey. These two girls.
Daddy Robot, we never want to tidy the playroom ever again.
Never again?
Asks Daddy Robot.
Recalculating objectives.
Daddy Robot scoops Bluey and Bingo up. Wonder what he's gonna do with them.
Where are you taking us? I love Daddy Robot.
You two are the reason playroom is always untidy. if I throw you in Wheelie Bin, playroom will always be tidy. What? Is that how it's supposed to be? Mm-mm. Bluey yells for Mom's sprayer. Mom sprays Daddy Robot straight in the eyes. And he starts malfunctioning. Beep, burp, burp, beep, burp, 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 burp. Syntax error. Beep, burp, burp. Looks like he's really not working right. Why was Daddy Robot throwing you in the wheelie bin? Mom asks. Replies Bluey. Oh, she's got to tell the truth now. Daddy Robot grabs Bluey by the legs.
Must tidy up. Come here, vacuum cleaner.
I'm not a vacuum cleaner.
No.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say
back? Daddy is making all kinds of noises. I am not a vacuum cleaner, shouts Bluey. Yeah, she's not a vacuum cleaner, yells Bingo.
Oh boy.
What are you doing out of the laundry basket?
Daddy Robot asks Bingo.
I folded you this morning.
Come here.
And he grabs Bingo and she is laughing.
Laundry!
And then he starts folding her.
Have you ever been folded by someone? Mm-mm. Shocking.
She's not laundry!
No. Fold. Fold.
Yes, he was doing that too.
She's not laundry!
Yells Bluey. Daddy Robot looks at her.
Oh, no, he says. A guinea pig has escaped.
What?
Bluey is so worried, she can't stop Daddy Robot.
Mom, what should I do?
You have to push his nose to turn him off, calls Mom.
But how?
Asks Bingo.
I've got an idea,
says Bluey.
Look, Daddy Robot,
she says.
It's a mummy robot.
Brrr. Hello, says the mum, who's pretending to be a robot.
Cheese and crackers,
says Daddy Robot.
You're the most beautiful robot I've ever seen.
While Daddy Robot is distracted, Bluey hits the off switch on his nose.
Powering down,
says Daddy Robot.
Cursed to depart, having only just known your beauty.
Oh,
says Mum. He was in love with her. Very romantical. The Daddy Robot wanted to smoochie kiss the Mommy Robot, it looks like here in the picture.
Poor Daddy Robot, say the girls. Please fix him,
says Bingo. I'll try my best, says Mum. These circuits are badly damaged. It's strange. Daddy Robots don't usually go crazy like that.
Actually, says Bluey, it's our fault. We ordered Daddy Robot to tidy the playroom for us,
says Bingo. Oh, I see, says Mum. Daddy Robot reboots.
I dreamed I met a robot angel.
He beeps.
Beep. Beep, boop.
Hello, Master. What are my orders?
Follow us to the playroom. Now, sit down,
says Bluey.
Are you sure, Master?
Beeps Daddy Robot.
Shouldn't I tidy something up for you?
No, says Bluey and Bingo. We order you to relax.
Look who's here,
says Bluey. And what does Daddy Robot say? What Daddy Robot is known for saying?
Cheese and crackers.
Because I guess he must like snacks.
Oh, here's a cracker with cheese all over it.
Mmm, yummy.
You robots relax,
Bingo says.
We're going to tidy the playroom.
Burp, 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 burp.
Say Mommy and Daddy Robot. And they sit back and relax while their children play or clean up their room.
Beep. Beep, boop.
Mm-hmm.
Boop, boop.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like a robo dream,
beeps Daddy Robot.
Well,
says Mummy Robot, kiss me before you wake up. And they get a good old-fashioned smoochy kiss in. But that teaches us something important, doesn't it? What does it teach us? Aside from that.
Lip between lip.
It teaches us that we should not expect our mommies and daddies to be robots, right? They are people who love us and want the best for us, but we should honor them and respect them because they love us and care for us so much. Am I right?
Yes.
And after all, mommies and daddies have been with us from the very beginning and taken good care of us. And because they have them, we are here. So, let's make sure we love them.
The end.
The end.